this a deal? We're going to talk a little bit about probate leads, you know, when people die, when somebody dies in the, when somebody died in the family and stuff like that. There's a question that came in and I Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about, is this a deal? We're going to talk a little bit about probate leads, you know, when people die, when somebody dies in the, when somebody died in the family and stuff like that. There's a question that came in and I feel like we should address that in details because I feel like you can learn from it. And the question goes, there's a home I'm trying to get under contract. The homeowner passed away 12 years ago. According to the son, the daughter has the rights to the home. Okay. However, upon doing research, the probate status was never completed or she never claimed anything he may have left. That means he, as in the person that passed. The home is still in the deceased owner's name. I can't get a hold of the sister through any contact. What would be your next step to get this deal? It's an abandoned home with code violations. It's been sitting since he passed. All right. So this is another probate situation. I did a video on probate wholesaling in the past. So if you want, you can simply Google Ola Talks Abitogun on probate leads and the right mindset to have behind probate leads. You know, some gurus and gurus swear up and down that the holiest holy grail of all type of leads is probate leads because somehow it's magical. And when you find people that inherit a property that they don't want, they're just gonna give it to you, right? It doesn't work that way. I'm sorry to say, it doesn't work that way. There are quite a few types of leads out here. There's pre-foreclosures, there's vacant, there's absentee owners, there's tax delinquencies. There's REOs, which you have to deal with agent directly. There's probate leads, you know, probate leads is something you have to do extra work to get. So maybe the fact that you have to do extra work to get makes it maybe less competition in terms of how many people are reaching out to these people. But also, it may also be that the leads are not that many. So things compensate for each other. Just keep that in mind. There's also free and clear. There's upside down, which means they owe more than the property is worth. And there's high equity. I mean, that's 9, right? You know, there's all those different types of leads that you can go after. And you, every now and then, you're going to find a guru that will tell you one is the best, you know. But I want to guarantee you that there's whichever one you find to be the best for you as you move along in this journey, it's going to be you all by yourself finding it to be the best, at least within your immediate circle of influence. And here's why I said that. For me, majority of the money I've made in real estate came from pre-foreclosures. Now, you may want to take that and run with it and say, hey, all I do is pre-foreclosure. Let me go after pre-foreclosures. That may not work out for you. You know, it depends on location, depends on what part of town, depends on other factors like how long does it take from default of mortgage to foreclosing on the property. Like, for example, in New Jersey, it takes 11 months. In other parts of the country, it takes less. I heard in Texas, it takes about 3 months or less or something like that. Like, properties go to foreclosure very quick after mortgage payment is stopped. Why am I sharing all of this with you? I'm trying to tell you that the fact that it's a probate situation doesn't mean it's a guaranteed deal, okay? That's why the title of the video says, is this a deal? It's not a deal until you actually close, you know. It's not really a deal until you close. But, you know, please take into consideration that in our languages and how we talk, we may say, hey, I'm working on a deal. I'm just saying, you really can't consider something a deal until it's closed, you know. But at the very moment that you have a list of people to call, all that is data. Okay, when you pull, you can pull the data of pre-foreclosures, you know, you can pull the data of vacant properties, which is available online for very cheaply, so you don't have to drive for dollars, okay? You don't have to drive for dollars ever, okay? Because all the property addresses you collect from driving for dollars, you can collect it for pennies on the internet. It's the digital age, so this really is really pointless to be driving for dollars. And I say that, and I feel very strongly when I say that, okay? Some people swear up and down that that's how they close their deal. I am not disputing that. It's very possible. I believe that all types of marketing strategies, prospecting strategies work, okay? But the question for you that I'm talking to you right now is that how long can you go if deals doesn't close very quickly, right? Can you drive for dollars for the next 1 year if you don't close a deal? Chances are no, okay? Can you collect data and just learn how to market consistently for the next 1 year and collect more data on responses and things like that? Even if a deal doesn't close, there's a better chance. There's a better chance. And there's a better chance that you actually close the deal in the next 3 months, okay? Rather than drive for dollars. Most people that drive for dollars are not gonna end up on a testimonial. They're gonna be frustrated out of the business, just like majority of them, okay? So you can expect that maybe one out of every 1,000 will ever get close, ever, if they get any close to closing the deal. So because of that, I always compel people, like, listen, learn how to market. Listen, that's what you're going to hear from me over and over again. And the only differences in each video here is that I'll tell you multiple differences why. So let's dive in through this question a little bit. There's a home I'm trying to get under contract. It's a home. It's a property. Well, you could walk down the street in your neighborhood, right? And all those houses, you should try to get under contract. That doesn't mean they are leads. They are first of all data before they become a lead. It becomes a lead the moment you have a contact information, okay? Or no, sorry, it becomes a lead once you actually establish a contact with the owner of the property or the person in control of the property, okay? So a contact information could be address of the property. That's available everywhere. That's still just data. But maybe a contact information is a phone number. But when somebody reaches out to you, you establish some kind of contact. Either you reach out or they reach out to you. Inbound, outbound, or any type of contact like that, it becomes a lead once you start a conversation. Even if the conversation ends up nowhere, it's still a lead. So basically, not all leads become a deal. So you have data, leads, deals when you close the deal, right? So is it a deal because you have the address of a property? No. Now you've spoken to the brother, right? He says the homeowner passed away 12 years ago. According to the son, so spoke to the son who is not in control of the property, the daughter has the right to the home. So if you haven't established a contact with the daughter, we can argue that it's not yet a lead, but it's still kind of a lead because you at least have contact with the son. The problem here is that not all leads turn to deals. So it's not a deal because you haven't been able to establish any contact with the daughter. So he or she goes, however, upon doing research, the probate status was never completed, or she never claimed anything she may have left in the property, or he may have left in the property. The home is still in the deceased homeowner's name. Okay, I can't get a hold of the sister through any contact. So your leads is basically a dead lead. Okay, contact. Or simply they didn't respond to your call because they're not interested in selling. They're not interested with anything that has to do with the property. So it becomes a dead lead. And most of the leads you're going to have in this business are going to become dead leads. So there's nothing special about that. The only thing is that you've collected data, and the each data you collect, you get closer to a deal. See, for every data you collect online, even if you don't have a contact information or establish a contact, if you continue that process, as long as you continue the process all the way to a deal, you're getting a step each closer to a deal, as long as you're counting and you are tracking those numbers. If you're not tracking those numbers, you're just as good as everybody else who attend YouTube University and never execute on this business, okay? So it's what would be your next step to get this deal? Nothing, okay? The next step to get a deal is the real question. What will be your next step to get a deal? Not to get this deal. This is not a deal. This is a dead lead. What would be the next step to get a deal? You need to fill your pipelines. You need to continue to collect data. That's basically marketing. You need to continue to establish contacts, either outbound, using performance-based marketing, you're using Facebook marketing, using cold calling, whatever you can do in mass numbers, right? You need to continue to do that. So that will be the next step to get a deal. What's the next step to get this deal? It's not relevant, okay? You shouldn't be worried about that, okay? You can't put any kind of lead on a pedestal. If you put leads on the pedestal, they fall off. Just like you put any kind of one human being on a pedestal, they fall, okay? Your trust should be in the process. The process is essentially God. I don't want to get too deep with you, okay? Your trust should be in the process. From data to leads to deals. That's where your skill set comes in. How do you turn data to deals? That's the marketing skills that we've been talking about. That's the marketing and prospecting skills that we've been talking about that you need to master. It's an abandoned home with code violation. It's been sitting since he passed. Yeah, that's just not something for you to worry about. Let's go after the next, and maybe leave a contact information with the brother. If he ever gets in contact with a sister, they can reach out back to you. That's the best you can do. Maybe you can set up an automated follow-up system in place that will remind you of following up every 3 months. That's the best you can do, but you need to leave that alone and go after 100 more leads. You need to be spending 1 minute with 100 leads rather than spending the next 100 minutes with one lead. That's how you get to your deals even faster. So if you want to learn more about that, go and you're brand new here, just go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and get a copy of this. It's a 300 pages book you need to read 10 to 15 times. If you go there right now, I will give you a bonus, Real Estate Money Secrets. It's my newest book, 200 pages, beautiful book about everything you need to learn about real estate investing. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one, and peace.